Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We read of several prophetesses for the Lord in Scripture. Generally, their ministry was to individuals or small groups. How we thank the Lord for godly women who know, love, and speak for God. The hint that she, quote, dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, 2 Chronicles 34, verse 22, might be enough to answer the question as to why these emissaries of the king didn't go to Jeremiah or Zephaniah. Neither were in Jerusalem at the time. This matter was extremely urgent, and Huldah was nearby. As well, these were both young men, hardly begun in their ministry, and clearly Huldah was in touch with the Lord. Her message is in two parts. The first part, verses 23 to 25, is spoken to Josiah as a representative man. Quote, "Tell the man who sent you, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book, which they have read." Verses 23 and 24. What he had read in the book was true. Any man who defied God's commands reaped God's curses. God's patience had reached its limit. There was no chance his wrath could, quote, be quenched, verse 25. But there is a decided change of tone in the second part of her message, verses 26 to 28. Now Josiah is addressed not as the man, but as, quote, the king of Judah. Quote, "Because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord." Verses 26 and 27. Thus Josiah was promised that the calamity would occur to the nation after his death. Thank the Lord for women like Huldah, who speak the whole counsel of God, as Jesus did, with both truth and grace.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.